speaking of those private bipartisan talks, let's go in depth now with National Journal correspondent Fawn Johnson. Thank you very much for taking a few minutes to be with us.
My pleasure.
What are you hearing? Who is talking to whom, if you can reveal that? And what could we actually see in the end?
We have a group of senators in the Senate who have been talking about some principles for several months now. The names actually probably won't be a surprise to you. The Republican side, which is probably the more interesting one, we have Senator Marco Rubio from Florida. We have Senator John McCain and newly elected Senator Jeff Flake from Arizona and Lindsey Graham from South Carolina. And then on the Democrat side, we have Robert Menendez from New Jersey, Chuck Schumer from New York, and Michael Bennett from Colorado, and Dick Durbin from Illinois. That doesn't mean that those are the only people who are talking about it, but those are the ones that have the most vested interest in it. And people like Lindsey Graham and Chuck Schumer have been negotiating it for several years now. But then there are others in the background that are kind of watching and waiting to see what happens.
Fawn, I heard today that some lawmakers are saying that for the first time in a long time, the wrong place to be is to not be wanting to do anything about immigration, especially to maybe loosen things a little bit up, help people who are already here to become citizens. Is that directly attributable to the election? Where do we see that coming from?
It's absolutely coming from the election. There's no question that you got to remember that President Obama received upwards of 72 to 75% of the Hispanic vote, depending on how you count it, which is higher than any president, including President Bush, and who also pushed for immigration reform. And this is a very important issue to Hispanics generally. It's much more important than it is to the general population. And the Republicans have essentially realized that at one point it was considered politically unpalatable to say anything about immigration, and many people lost their seats for it. Now it could become unpalatable for them not to.
What about guest workers? Will that be a component?
There will be some sort of component of the final deal that will have to do with guest worker visas. Yes, that is one of those issues that probably won't surface right away. It's probably going to take a couple of months while they're talking about it in committee. It's something that the unions are very concerned about, but they also have indicated that they're willing to look at some kind of temporary worker visa as long as it's based on the economy and that there are a lot of protections in place. It's something that business cares greatly about.
Seems like a lot of these ideas are going all the way back to maybe what George Bush was talking
Absolutely.
About during his first election.
You can take what happened today with a bipartisan group of senators and look at what they proposed and look at what they were proposing back in 06 and 07, and it's virtually identical. There are a few updates that the economy has obviously changed things, and there's some updates to how border security is being addressed. For example, I don't think they were talking about unmanned aerial vehicles in 06 and 07, but the basic framework has been there for a long time. There just hasn't been the political will to do it.
Are you ready to say what in the end this could look like? In other words, if we're talking a year from now, just to throw that timeline out there, how will immigration policy be different here in the U.S.?
Well, if something is actually going to pass, there's a couple of different ways that it'll happen. It will either look very much like what they're proposing now, which means that they'll have a lot of detail. There's probably going to be some very harsh restrictions for the people who are here illegally. And my guess is that there will also be some sort of guest worker component. There's going to be a lot of talk about numbers and economy. That's one way that it could go. Another way that it could go is that there could be some kind of trimming down such that there would be something done for the illegal children, the people who were brought here by their parents illegally, perhaps something for agricultural workers and perhaps something for highly skilled foreign workers, the kinds who get PhDs and whatnot. I think that's less of a possibility because there are enough people who are invested that they want a bigger bite at the apple. But at the end, that you could find something that's a little bit smaller. Either way, it's a big deal.
All right, Fawn Johnson, thanks for being with us tonight. Fawn Johnson with the National Journal.